Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 8 and verses 12 and 13. Blessing. You remember the previous discourse? But now what? Blessing. After all the years of misery, after all the years of judgment, even after the disappointments of coming back from exile, but now God has promised. What has he promised? Blessing. Blessing. But now the past so bad, but now the future so good. Blessing, blessing. Now, before we get into this, it's absolutely essential to remember the discontinuity between the covenants. Those who mangle the covenants, those who mix the covenants, those who say that the covenants are one and the same, but just different administrations and all that kind of nonsense. They get into terrible trouble here. Of course, they got their ways out of it, but only by breaking more scripture by doing so. But once we understand that the old covenant and the new covenant are discontinuous, when we understand that there are major differences between the two covenants, after all, John said, the law was given by Moses, grace and truth. Yeah, and but is a very good addition there, but let's leave the but out. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. There's a tremendous contrast in John 1:17, and here it shows itself very powerfully. Let us look at the Jewish context first. Let us look at the Old Covenant context first. What was God saying to these people? The blessings for Judah on their return, in this return from exile after their judgment, God is going to restore such blessing to them. Look at the words. Let me just read them to you. The seed will grow well, the vine will yield its fruit, the ground will produce its crops, the heavens will drop their dew. I will give all these things as an inheritance to the remnant of this people. Had you been an object of cursing among the nations, O Judah and Israel, so will I save you, and you will be a blessing. What is this saying? This is an agricultural society living in a hot land, and God is promising dew, moisture for the land, the sowing of seed, the producing of a crop, the reaping of the crop, huge blessings, the produce, the moisture. Such a vital encouragement for an agrarian society, such a hot land. The remnant will receive an untold blessing. This is what it is. Not only for Judah. Judah had been cursed by the nations, but now will be blessed by the nations. It's prosperity in a works covenant. This is what it is. This is the old covenant. Do this and you will live. Okay, God is promising them health and happiness, and you get this time and time and time again in the old covenant. But now we come to the new covenant. There's a radical discontinuity. And one of the great changes here is that this prosperity gospel, which mangles these covenants and draws on the old covenants and applies the old covenants in the wrong way to believers. My friends, these things in the new covenant are to be seen spiritually, figuratively, spiritually. Prosperity in the new covenant, yes. A blessing in the new covenant, yes, tremendous blessing. Apply those words, certainly, as blessing for believers, the ecclesia, but it's a spiritual blessing. We are the remnant, but we will be blessed. We are a ragtag and bobtail, yes, we are the called out ones, we are the despised ones, we are the rejected ones, but the great blessing of God will come upon us. And look, I've left the major point to the end. Although what I've said I think is important, very important, and I hope it's not going to be glossed over. But where does this blessing come from? Not our schemes, not our plans, not our cleverness. We're all so clever now. No, I will give. I will give. Get this fixed in our minds, my friend. This is what it was for the Jews. This is what it is for us. God in his power, in his grace, in his mercy, in his purpose, I will see grow. I will give. They will get this. I will see to it. This is what will happen. God's determination. There is our hope. Oh, we want the blessing today, yes, and it can only come by the power and the purpose of God.